Con todos, mi amigas, mi amigos. And magandang umaga. You need translation? Anyway, muchas gracias, señora Fernández. That's a very comprehensive presentation. And my presentation this morning, you can count it in your data already, because as our job is a response to, I think, to your survey. So count us in your next 5-year survey. I've been at CHW back home in the Philippines. So my job in New York is just a continuation of what's going on back home and what had happened. So the title is Community Health Workers Mobilizing and Organizing the Filipino Community as Agents of Social Change. I have no financial relationship with any commercial interest relevant to this presentation. Disclaimer. Anyway.
Do you want me to do it, or do you want to do it?
I'll do it.
You can do it right there.
Okay, thank you. So the learning areas is the strategies in mobilizing multiple sectors, which is a community, faith-based organization, and the businesses, health providers, students, to respond to identified community issues and concern and needs. And advocacy strategies apply to the individual and system level, locally, nationally, and globally. And it's a case study demonstrating the interconnection between community health workers' role as healthcare providers and agents of change in combating social injustice. So this is Kalusugan Coalition. Perhaps I will teach you how to pronounce it so you can bring home one Filipino word, Kalusugan. The root word is lusug, which means health. Kalusugan Coalition is a multidisciplinary collaboration dedicated to creating a unified voice to improve the health of the Filipino community in New York and New Jersey. So you go home and say, I am an advocate of Kalusugan, which is you're an advocate for health and healthcare reform. And we work with NYU Center for the Study of Asian American Health, which is funded by, you can read it, it's funded by NIH and also the National Center for Minority Health and Disparity. The mission of CISA, which is the acronym for this NYU Center for American Health Study, is to reduce health disparity in the Asian American community through research, training, and community partnership. And the project is called ASPIRE, which means Asian American Partnership in Research and Empowerment. So Kalusugan Coalition, which is the Filipino coalition, and CISA is partnering in this project, ASPIRE. And it's NIH-sponsored community-university partnership, and it provides culturally and linguistically appropriate community health worker intervention to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease and improve health access for Filipino Americans in New York and New Jersey. So these are our community health workers. They utilize collaborative empowerment strategies to build self-sustaining organizations and self-reliant individuals. And raising critical consciousness to address community health through mobilization and capacity building. So this is just a picture of the nursing students from LaGuardia Community College that we mobilized to help us in our community health screening. And both sides, they give us manpower at the same time we give them the experience. So it's one area where it's a happy family building up. And youth organizers. So our CHW are immersed in in the community. So one of our HW actually is very active in Anak Bayan, both New York and New Jersey. So this is one of the health screening that was organized by Anak Bayan. And they also, as I said, they're building one whole lot of happy family in our process of data collection, and we are connected with the local businesses. This is Jani Air Cargo. I don't know if you know this. Filipinos send money and packages back home. So this business think that they will gain something from our what we're doing in health screening in promoting the healthcare of their own staff. So they welcome us to do health screening in their stores. And the other one is Philamart. This is a Filipino grocery where they have a lot of Filipino workers, and we partner with them. And in doing so, they engage with us, committing their workers, giving them time to be screened, and at the same time, we're able to get the data. And Filipinos are very spiritual people, very religious people, so we go to churches, faith-based organization. We go to one of the screening we had is for Corpus Christi Paris, so if you see, there are two partnerships here. The Philippine Nurses Association provided us their clinical skill, and we are working with the Paris or Filipino organization in our health screening. So the connection in the community building using healthcare is seen here. And the other faith-based organization that opened their door for us is the Open Bible Church. Just be sure don't close the Bible. So one of our community health worker is also immersed in the organization of domestic workers called Kabalikat. Ha, you have a lot of tongue twister to go home with. Kabalikat means shoulder to shoulder, balikat. And they saw that the community health worker, her name is Leonie, that she has connection to the healthcare provider. So they presented their case that we are taking care, we are nannies, we are home health aides, and if you can help us build our skills, so can you connect us to organizations that would provide us CPR training, cardiopulmonary resuscitation. So the CHW, we'll name her Leonie, with Kabalikat, connected with Philippine Nurses Association. So this is the second activity that you see, that Philippine Nurses Association is very much involved with our work. And this is the CPR training. And our CHW, if you see, is on the streets leading the campaign, the advocacy for emigrant workers. This is Mayo Uno, or May 1, which is in America celebrated as Arbor Day or Tree Day, but in the whole world it's the Workers' Day. So it's both. We plant trees, and we plant trees in the hearts of the people, reminding us that immigrants is manning the labor of this country, and our CHW is in the front line raising that consciousness. And our CHWs also go out in the community and give workshops in the awareness of that immigrant rights. So we don't only look into the focus. Our focus is cardiovascular disease. That's our study. But we go beyond that what is behind this cardiovascular story? It's who we are here in this country. We are immigrant workers. And we also extend it to the other immigrant workers. And we present it, our CHW present in such a way that it will be understood that the whole care system, healthcare system is one whole circle, that what causes the disease is all political, socio-political, and economic. So, and we also connected with, as a response to one of the survey of Senora Fernandez, is connect with the existing organization. So one of the organizations that empowered our CHW is Project Charts. Project Charts trained our CHW to connect with our CHW in connection and experience with the community to place them in a critical position as a social justice and policy advocates. So you will see here one of our CHW in a public hearing in New York State Assembly Health Committee Chair with the Project Charts Coalition as a partner. So this is the first ever APHA or Asia Pacific American Advocacy Day in Albany, New York. And you will see the legislative visit with the Assemblyman Den Dicker. And it is through the partnership with Project Charts that we're able to surface our CHW as the mouthpiece of the immigrant workers, of the healthcare workers, and presenting what is the status of the Asia Pacific health and advocate for that policy. And here you will see another CHW in the streets. This is a case of the Sentosa 27++. These are nurses and PT, physical therapists. In the case of human trafficking, they signed a contract in the Philippines to work here as nurses and physical therapists, but they were given another kind of job. So, and then when this group of people, health workers, discovered that they were not in a proper situation, they resigned from that institution, from the work where Sentosa assigned them. Sentosa is the agency. They were sued for a criminal case of abandonment of duty. So actually, they're victims of human trafficking. And so our CHW, who's actually immersed in an organization called National Convention of Filipinos, or NAFCON, went out in the streets and organized advocacy for these healthcare workers. And actually, after several years, 2-3 years, they were able to clarify. They're acquitted, and now we're still continuing our advocacy for them because they're still facing some of the civil case. But this is one clear situation where healthcare workers are, we need support and we need help with each other, and through our CHW, we're able to forward that advocacy. And also, we don't close our eyes. We are a continuation of who we are back home from the Philippines. So right now, this is 1 year anniversary, I think 2-3 days ago, of the 43 health workers, doctors, nurses, CHWs, who were helping the underserved areas in the Philippines and were arrested and imprisoned unjustly by our Philippine government. I hope the present president will release them, but just to give you a heads up, we have been bringing the issue to APHA to help advocate for the release of these workers. So up to the present moment, our CHWs are in the move in advocating for the release of these 43 Morong The place is called Morong. That is the place where they were arrested. And just bring home this story, and perhaps somewhere as an individual, you're able to input in one of our signature campaigns that we will email you along the way. So that's one of the campaigns of our SAIDS-W. Our campaign is not only in the U.S., but global. So, yeah, just to continue the connections to the homeland, this is the story of the typhoon. Philippines is always facing typhoons and hurricanes, just some other parts of the world. So this is one of the photos where we collected, the SAIDS-W in the front line again, organized the collection of donations of clothing and food and money to send to the Philippines in response to the victims of Typhoon Undoy. Maybe you have seen this in the television where the water is running after a car. And so this is, okay. And we don't close our eyes in the Philippine politics, just like what we're talking about. What we cannot really put our finger into the Arizona CHW because of the governor that the people elected. So this is like what kind of governmental system that we have in the Philippines. The Filipinos outside the Philippines are able to vote or has dual citizen, has to input the overseas absentee voters registration, and our CHW is in the front line for that. So, lessons learned. Our community organizer as an inherent builder, I'll just read this. And as inherent builder, as an inherent community organizer and builder, community health workers also operate within the context of community change, mobilizing communities to combat injustice caused by socioeconomic or sociopolitical factors to create systemic change. Community health workers' work is indispensable. It is an indispensable link to social justice and community development, precisely because it focuses on ensuring the individuals and communities to share equally in the benefits of what society can offer. So, that's how my slides end, but it's not really the end. So we can continue by our conversation. Take some deep breath. Come on. Deep breath. I know we're all going home, but let's deep breath some Denver beautiful oxygen. So you can have comments and questions right now. I think we have time. I didn't finish my 20 minutes, right?
Yes, and you can take about 10 minutes of questions if you'd like.
Hey, 10 minutes, that's long. Yes.
I congratulate you for the work that you are doing, as a unified group of people, who are doing so many things for your own population. And I like the idea, of the coalition, because that will help, to keep, the underserved, a population together, and with the nurses, that's a good help. It's a wonderful help, because that's our problem, with the screening. The nurses, they don't sometimes, in my community, they don't go out just because of the liability issues that they can have. So that's something that I like it very much. That your nurses, they can do that screening.
Thank you very much. Actually, it happened that I attended one of the sessions of the public health nurses, and then the speaker was from Texas, and that was my question. I said, where is the promotoras here? Because she presented about student nurses and nurses going to the community, and there was no mention of SAIDS-W, and they're not aware. I said, what? You do know that there are promotoras in your area? So I think perhaps you maybe connect with the Public Health Nurses Association in your area or universities.
Yeah,
You're in Arizona.
The clinics, you know, we are connected to the clinics, but they are just focused on their job and not community. So that's my problem, you know, over there, you know, that they just one nurse, but she's retired, you know, one health nurse, that she already retired and she just take out the hat and she just doesn't want to do anything else, just take care of her grandchildren. But you know, she was great with immunizations. Are wonderful. She had a high immunizations record because of the way she was doing that immunization.
Yes.
Well, I want to follow up on that. First of all, and thank you for a beautiful mapping of mobilization. I come from Boston, where people know how to write grants, but they don't necessarily know how to solve problems. And it's partly because everybody's chasing after their own particular task. So one of the things that I love about your using the nursing students is that to help providers think systemically about social change and where they stand, where they can take a stand, you got to get them young. So I do think that this issue of partnering, you know, you did a beautiful job of partnering with key businesses, key professional organizations, and making sure everybody understands your framework for social change. You know, it's clear that in whatever ways you communicate that, you're communicating that to your partners. So I think providers, I'm a clinical psychologist in recovery. And one of the things that I like to say about providers is that you have to squeeze them between informed consumers and policymakers, because nobody who's making a living off of people's problems is going to be as capable of making a change in that unless they're pushed. So, anyway, I took a lot of notes on how you mobilize, because it was a really very multifaceted and very rich presentation. I thank you for that.
Thank you. And before I'll go to the next speaker, I just want to acknowledge my colleagues here, Rodora Orzua and Noylene Abizamis. But Noylene and Rodora is with me in Kalusugan and Aspire. And also, if you want to know more about Project Charge, you go to Noylene.
Yeah, yes. Deidre, what Esther just commented on, great presentation. I think your approach is very comprehensive in trying to address underlying social all the issues that affects health of your community. I just wanted to know more about some of the challenges you have faced and how you have addressed those challenges in engaging community partners and, you know, community members as such. What are some of the key challenges that you face?
I can answer that, but perhaps Rodora will be able to answer it more. I'll let Rodora again, as project director, answer that question.
Two of our health workers are actually employed by the NYU Center for Segregation Work and Health through that grant. So that's part of the whole building sustainability of community organizations that finding help the community organizations to sustain the community program. But a lot of the advocacy work, so because the Hispanic Coalition has also gotten small grants, being a partner of these larger coalitions, like Project Charm, which is led by a coalition for Asian American families, and they got received funding from Asian Success American Health Forum, which then facilitated co op collaboration to do advocacy work around healthcare access among Asian Pacific American communities. So there's grants that, yeah, there are larger coalitions that Coalition is a part of. But then a lot of these other advocacy efforts, I mean, some of the organizations do a lot of fundraisers too, like Other Brands, the organization that did a lot of the mobilizing for the tech movement efforts. They do a lot of community work, fundraising, and fundraising. And getting the businesses to sponsor events and services to collect information and have different events done through the businesses and other organizations. So, yeah, so that's support.
And also, there are other organizations that we're not able to mention here we partner with. Like, we use their facility, like APICHA, Asia Pacific Islander Against HIV and AIDS. And also, I am an artistic director of a dance troupe where you can call our dance troupe to dance for you to fundraise. Oh, but if it's in Boston, you have to pay a fare. But, you know, so I'm just giving a picture that we, besides the organization mentioned, we connected ourselves with so many other organizations, like not mentioning Philippine Forum also. So that's it. It's a lot of community organizing, actually. And I think you want one more question, or we'll close it?
I think we should probably move on. And maybe if there's questions at the end, then our speakers can come up and take them all, just to make sure we have time.
So we have Rodora's information here. Email her. And she, phone number in our office. I think that might, stay with that phone number, and there will be another phone number perhaps in the future that will be given to you, because we have a new office in Queens. So for those who are in New York, you can visit us in our area. And also, if you want to look into what we're doing, come and join our health screenings. Or if you're in Boston, you're welcome to come to and visit us. Thank you very much, and say kalusugan again. Kalusugan. Again? Thank you.